So I've been thinking about using M1 data with a 20-year range for back testing. Is that overkill, or do you think it's the right move if I want to build a strategy that I can just let run live for a long time?
M1 data for 20 years? That's ambitious, but honestly, it's not overkill if you want precision. You'll be capturing every tiny fluctuation, which is great for refining exits. And the 20-year range, it covers so many market phases: gold price spikes, crashes, consolidation periods. You'd get a strategy that's battle-tested for anything.
True, but let's not ignore the practical side. M1 data over 20 years is going to hammer your hardware. Those back tests could take hours, maybe days. Do we have the setup to handle that kind of load?
I think so, but even if it's slow, the payoff is worth it. My main concern isn't time, it's whether the strategy becomes overfitted. I don't want something that looks perfect on paper but falls apart live. That's fair. Here's what I do: split the data. Use the first 15 years as your training set and the last 5 years for validation. It'll help you see if the strategy holds up under recent market conditions, which are usually more relevant.
And don't forget walk forward optimization. It's perfect for a 20-year range. Instead of testing the whole period in one go, you optimize for a segment, roll forward, and repeat. It mimics how the market evolves and keeps you from building something that only works in hindsight.
That makes sense. What about genetic evolution? Should I still use it on M1 data, or would that be pushing it too far? Definitely use it, but keep it focused. Let it optimize one or two key areas, like exits or position sizing. Too many variables, and you'll overwhelm the process. Maybe start with simple trailing stops and profit targets and see where it takes you.
Also, be mindful of live execution. M1 data means your strategy will rely on precise timing. You might run into slippage or latency issues, especially with gold's volatility. Make sure the strategy accounts for those in risk management.
Good point. I'll build with those limitations in mind, and I'll definitely test the strategy live, maybe on a small account, before fully committing. Better safe than sorry. Exactly. You want something that's robust, not just optimized to the past. If it holds up across 20 years but still adapts to today's conditions, you'll have a gold standard strategy, pun intended.
All right, let's finish up here. We've got a lot of work to do, but I think you're on the right track. A bit of patience now could save you endless tweaks down the line.